Man, what is up, you guys? What is up? Now, I don't know if y'all just heard that, but I'm switching things up a little bit, bro. Because I just decided, bro, I'm just finna put the game out there, bro. I'm finna tell you all of my content is, bro, there are no excuses, bro. Not just saying I'm the only person in the world that's putting the game out there, bro. It's too many people who have put the game out there. It's too much game accessible. Bro, I'm making this podcast walking on the sidewalk. I just left Harps. You feel what I'm saying? I just left Harps. I wanted to get me some more chicken. I was meal prepping, but I only meal prepped till Thursday. I kind of winged it yesterday, no pun intended. So today, I was like, let me just walk to the store and go get me some chicken legs. My number one rule is, bro, this is how I practice accountability. This is how I stay on top of everything, bro. If there's a destination 1 mile or less away from me and there is a sidewalk to get to it, I'm walking. Straight up, I'm walking. That is how I stay on point. Bro, I'm not saying that you gotta walk everywhere, but you shouldn't be, you shouldn't drive everywhere, bro. I'm a full-time content creator. Technically, I don't get no exercise. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm finna start back getting back in the gym soon, but overall, bro, like, I make videos from the crib. I don't go anywhere. So now I'm holding myself accountable. You feel me? I'm walking to the store. Well, really, I'm making myself get 30 minutes, really 45 minutes. I told myself any extracurricular activity has to get a 45-minute window. Okay, 45 minutes at a time. I don't like putting out a whole 60 minutes, bro. 60 minutes, that's it, you feel me? Because I know I can go in the gym and get a good workout in 45 minutes for sure. So any extracurricular activity is 45 minutes, okay? Now, granted, have I spent over 45 minutes walking to the store and back? Yes, but I'll take that. You know what I'm saying? It is what it is. It's the weekend. I take the weekends off, so I'm not necessarily too much on a time crunch, but like during the week, I'm not gonna walk to the store during the week, no ways. I'm just gonna walk, you know what I'm saying? I'm a job throughout the neighborhood, you feel me? But what excuses do we have, guys? At some point, we gotta stop pulling out excuses. Like I said, this episode is me walking on the sidewalk, bro. I have my groceries in my hand. I have my phone in the other hand. You know, it's a lot of people who wake up and they complain about the situation they in, but they don't want to put forth action. I am your, if you are listening to this episode, I'm a living witness, bro. Y'all hear that? Those are cars. I'm on the sidewalk. This is not cap, bro. We have no excuses. It is 2023. If you are complaining about where you want to be, if you are not satisfied about where you are in life right now, bro, come on now. Let's make a play. I wasn't even finna try to talk over that truck. But bro, we gotta make a play, bro. There are no excuses out here. We gotta get right. We gotta get right. Podcasting is something that you could do. Oh no, what the podcast about, King? Okay, boom, I got you. Okay. Let's get all these excuses out the way. So a person quick to say, I don't know what to talk about, I'm not creative, I can't think about these kind of ideas off the bat like you can. Okay, cool. But you can go in your app store and you can download ChatGPT. Bro, I don't care. If, let's say you just like to, I don't know. Let's say you like to garden, bro. Let's say you want to start a gardening podcast. Bro, just go on ChatGPT. Write out me a podcast episode script about gardening. I need this episode to be at least 30 minutes. I need everything to be explained in detail, but very simple. And this audience, this content is targeted to an audience that is 45 years of age and older. Come on now. I just gave you the recipe. That's a podcast right there. You got it right there. That's a bag. Today's episode is sponsored by Serenetree. Now, if you are not familiar with Serenetree, let me just tell you, they have the best CBD, Delta 8, Delta 9, and Delta 10 products in the game. I stand on it. For the past 3 years, I have been sent products to try from all over the world, and nobody even comes close. It's not even close, bro. It's not even debatable. Don't even try to argue with me about it, okay? The link to their website is down in the description of this podcast. Also, be sure to use code KEEM20 at checkout for 20% off. Now, let's get back into today's episode. And one thing about me, I don't know why folks love to, I might call it loud, but one thing about me, I can say for sure, I love obstacles, I love a challenge. Bro, I get excited, bro. If you threaten to start me over, bro, I get excited. I got a plan. I got a play I can make, bro. I have playbooks, bro. Multiple playbooks, bro. Challenges excite me. Starting me, bro, I don't think y'all understand. Y'all really can't feel me, bro. I love a challenge, bro. I don't want it easy. I will make shit hard on myself, bro. Like I said, I told myself back when I was like 18, 19 years old, bro. I said my 20s, my entire 20s is gonna be dedicated to hustling, learning. Like, bro, that's why I'm so confident in myself, bro. That's why I be talking my shit for real. Low key, I be talking my shit low key. But that's why I do this, bro. Because I'm walking on the sidewalk right now, bro. I'm knowing folks is not podcasting right now. This is an episode that I could put out. Bro, this is something I'm going to schedule. So by the time somebody even drop theirs, I'm 3, 4, 5 episodes ahead, bro. It's stuff that I do every day, bro, that make me realize that I am different. And that's what I like. That is what I love. I know I'm different. In my day-to-day life, bro. Yep, finna go. Finna slide. Alright. Okay. But yeah, I just ran across the highway. Damn. See, though, I know folks ain't doing that either, bro. On podcasting, I just ran across. Well, it wasn't busy, though. I mean, of course, I ran across, but, you know. Anyways, I'm knowing there ain't nobody doing it, bro. Today is Saturday. It is 2:20. I done wrote out a content calendar. I done made this probably my 3rd or 4th podcast episode. I'm sitting on maybe 3 or 4 YouTube videos. I'm sitting on an Instagram reel. Folks is not doing this, bro. Folks is not doing this. It's just, I ain't gonna hold this loud over here. But folks is not doing this, bro. Folks is not walking to the grocery store. Think about what you're doing and think about what the average person doing. Think about what the average person is doing right now. Quit being hard on yourself. Us hustlers and entrepreneurs, bro, sometimes we don't really see how much work we really be doing and how much work we really be putting in, bro. I ain't gonna hold you. That Impala was nice. That was a nice ass Impala. But for real, bro, we put in so much work, bro, we don't even realize how much work we done really put in. We like underestimate ourselves. It's like we be on something, like, damn, bro, you being lazy. It's like the normal person be like, no, bro, you really going crazy. You need to chill out. You need to sit down somewhere. But that's the heart of a hustler, bro. Win, lose, or draw, we come in the scrap. I want to know how I won. I want to know why I won. How do I win more? How can I pace my wins so I can sit back and chill if I need to? If something is to go sideways, how can I still win effectively, efficiently? How did I lose? Why did I lose? What do I have to do to win? Keep fighting another day. Swing tomorrow. Swing again. That's usually the answer. Just swing again. That's how I look at it. It ain't nothing else that I could have changed up. It ain't no such thing as no perfect circumstances. It's either I'm finna swing and knock your ass out, or I'm finna keep swinging until I knock your ass out. Straight up, that's the mentality you gotta have. Not just in regular, like just, you gotta have that shit in your everyday life and your career life where you wanna be at, bro. You gotta be different. You gotta be cut from a different cloth. And then this is the thing about it, bro. I done made 4 podcast episodes. All I did was walk to the store. I walked to the grocery store, bro. On my way to the grocery store, guess what? I'm getting exercise. I made some podcasts. That's plays. That's content. All I got to do is keep putting the content out. The audience is going to come to you, bro. When you're putting out real game, when you being real genuine, when your heart is in the right place, bro, you do right by everybody, bro. Everything fall in place. So all I'm doing is I'm filling up my balloon. My balloon going to pop one of these days. Who knows? By the time you listen to this episode, my balloon could have been popped, could be ready to pop. You could be the one to pop it. You never know, bro. But you got to be different. You got to be cut from a different cloth, bro. And I do stuff every day that show me I'm different.